Hello, my name is Minister Christopher Alston with Revelation of Truth. Here we are talking about teens being in abusive relationships. Now we are going to talk about what's the best way how to break up with someone. I don't know if I said it in this but this earlier about how to break up with someone, but you know it's always a bad feeling. When you break up with someone and you are not, you know, basically the way you should do it is to be straightforward with the person and direct about your feelings. And if you stay in an abusive relationship with this person and you know that, you know, it's not healthy for you, it's stressful, it brings a whole lot of stuff, you know, illness onto you as well. If you're feeling unsure about what to say, write down your feelings and reasons for wanting to break up with this person and say it out loud to a friend or a family member. But you need to be the one to tell them how you feel. No one else can break up with them but you. So that means that don't get you all the friends involved. Don't get everything tangled up with someone else. You know, be straightforward with the person. Don't just be direct with them. Because you know, when you break up with someone, that's really a hurtful feeling. So, you know, you should be direct with them. My is another thing. Me and my boyfriend, girlfriend broke up with me. What now? After you done broke up with this person, you know, it really takes time to heal. After you broke up with this person, you really will feel better someday. So much time do you need to get over it? The answer is different from every person and even every breakup. First, know that it's okay to be sad after a breakup. After all, you probably really care about the person, no matter how bad a breakup is. So you don't want So do what you need to do. Cry, listen to sad music, go for a long walk, a run, or write in a journal. Whatever works for you in this, break it up with someone. Talk about it with someone who cares about you and who's willing to listen can also help. Don't overlook your parents. Again, you know, we as parents, we got to build up characteristics. We got to build up our trust with our teens so that you know when they come to this stage in life that we can talk to them about the situation, you know, instead of downcasting them and instead of treating them like, you know, well, why y'all break up and why this and why that. You need to, you know, build a trusting relationship with them so that you can understand why they are breaking up with this person. Do not look over your parents. You might not want to open up to your parents about it, but they know how special you are and they have got a lot of experience with relationships and breakup. Plus, if there's a job to take care of you when you are sad, so let them help you. I mean, when you are in this in an abusive relationship, let them help you with this abusive relationship. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, me and so-and-so break up and you know, think it's an ease or whatever the case is. Don't do that because you know you never could tell what this person might do to you or anything. The reason why I'm doing this is because the person I saw it on 48 Hours, how this guy murdered this young girl for breaking up with him. So you know people are not you know these days and time people are, you know when you break up with someone you gotta be very very careful. Okay, if you try everything and still feel depressed, think about talking with a counselor if you need helping. Find a counselor. You can talk with your parents, doctor, school counselor, or nearest Planned Parenthood Health Center. Okay, I have a website here called PlannedParenthood.org, and you can, you know, talk to them about, you know, anything, you know, what's going on with you in your life or anything in that nature. Okay, now we are going to talk about more about abusive relationship. You know, Okay, we're going to talk more about abusive relationship right now. You know, being in an abusive relationship is not a good thing to be in. We don't want, you know, to let you feel like you are, you know, being in an abusive relationship is not easy. It's not easy task to be in. Being in an abusive relationship, like I said earlier, that can really hurt your feelings, your health. Everything. If you need help or anything getting out of an abusive relationship, I said earlier there is a website called PlannedParenthood.org. They have all their contact information about being in an abusive relationship. You can look it up on their website. On Monday, we are going to talk about something dealing with faith, you know, the power of faith, and what really is faith. We are going to talk about that on Monday. Until then, stay blessed and have a wonderful Thursday day, morning, afternoon. Just stay blessed in the Lord, and thank you for listening to my radio talk show, Revelation of Truth, with Minister Christopher Alston. And we'll be back Monday at 2:00. Until then, stay blessed.